We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right. Hey, it's Jay Stu and Sarah J coming to you from Frightmare in the Falls here in Niagara Falls.
Our first time here.
Our first time here. Very excited. We're here with an actress I've admired for years, Adrienne Barbeau. It's very nice to meet you.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be back in Canada.
And I hope Canada's been treating you well, actually.
Well, it's been a great convention. I haven't seen anything else. The inside of the hotel room so far. But yeah. Canada always treats me well.
Oh, good.
Now, as we were telling you off the record, Sarah's a big fan of you from horror films. I'm a huge fan from stuff like Escape from New York. If I could ask you, what was it like doing Escape from New York?
Oh, well, if you want the real story, you can go to Amazon and buy my memoir.
Oh, okay.
There are worse things I could do, because there's a whole chapter in there about making Escape. But Escape was great. We shot it in St. Louis. Most people don't realize we were not in Manhattan. Yeah. We weren't in New York City. And some of it was shot in Los Angeles at the USC Law Library and at the Sepulveda Dam. It was a hard shoot for the fellas and for John Carpenter, because they were shooting nights and it was very, very hot in St. Louis. But I had a great time.
I wanted to ask, out of all the genres you've done, what is your absolute favorite?
You know, it really comes down to the character, to the role. I started on stage. I was the original Rizzo in the first Broadway production of Grease. And before that, I was one of Tevye's daughters on Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway.
Wonderful.
But I just was back on stage for about a year doing the National Company of Pippin, which I took because the role had me singing this great song, hanging upside down from a trapeze, working with a lot of acrobats from Les Sept Doigts de la Main, from Canada, from Montreal, and some Cirque du Soleil people.
Nice.
But I prefer, my least preferable is stage, just because I'd much rather get up at 5:30 in the morning and go to work and work all day on a film set than have to get my energy up for a theater at night, you know. And then I also write. And so, you know, I fill in when I'm not acting, I'm writing horror novels, vampire novels.
Okay, I'm going to have to look for those.
You can find those on Amazon, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay, I know what I'm going on tonight.
Now, as a comic book nerd, I just have to ask, what was it like voicing the iconic role of Catwoman?
That was a great job. It was really fun. You never knew who was going to be in the room with you when you showed up, you know, because they tried to get as many of us as they could. And sometimes the guest artists were, it was just really exciting to be working with everybody. And what I especially loved about it is I didn't have to get dressed up or put on makeup.
A lot of actors who have done voice work all say the same thing. It's just great. You could just put on something very comfortable and just go in.
Yes. Yes.
And what was it like being a Romulan? You were a Romulan in Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
I was a Romulan in Deep Space Nine, yes. It's been so long, I barely remember. It was a nice cast to work with, I remember that.
Well, being a Star Trek fan, it's always cool to see, like, just, it's really neat. And Swamp Thing must have been a lot of fun.
Swamp Thing actually was a little harder shoot, because of the location.
Right.
Unfortunately, and I talk about this in the memoir, too, the film was way under budgeted, and Wes Craven, the director, had to make a lot of cuts.
He couldn't
get what he wanted up on the screen.
Oh, darn.
They just kept taking the money away from him.
Right. Yeah.
But I liked working with Wes, and he managed to take something that started out with an absolutely wonderful script, and then because of the fact that there was no money, you know, things like showing up on the set and there was no makeup trailer because they hadn't paid rent. But he managed to make that work, and went on to the success that it is.
It's just, I mean, Swamp Thing is such a great character in DC Comics,
yes.
too.
Oh,
so to see it come onto the big screen was cool.
Yes.
You know, and now Swamp Thing's had this huge resurgence in DC.
Yes, and they're doing a series for the DC Studios.
Yes, which I'm looking forward to seeing. So, I mean, watching the movie with you made me really like Swamp Thing and want to find out more about the comics and everything and just that whole concept of this guy just becoming a plant.
Yes. And actually, I just did another film with the guy who became the plant, with Ray Wise.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sam.
We did a psychological thriller called The Chain. And Ray is wonderful in it.
He's a great actor.
Yes.
That sometime soon.
Looking forward to that, actually.
Well, we just want to say thank you for your time. It was wonderful meeting you. I know we're going to be on Amazon as soon as we get home.
Thank
you very much.
Definitely.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.